Well, the pastor of the Florida church that planned to burn the copies of the Holy Quran on 9/11 has canceled the controversial event. Terry Jones claims he called it off after organizers of the planned Islamic Center close to Ground Zero in New York agreed to relocate it. But one of the organizers immediately denied any such deal. The pastor's plans to burn Qurans on the 9th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks drew international condemnation. The head of the organization of the Islamic Conference vented grave concerns about the plan. And Asian nations, including Indonesia, Malaysia, Pakistan, and India, separately called on the U.S. president to take strong action against the move. Well, to update us on the story there, Press TV's correspondent Colin Campbell joins us from Washington. Now, Colin, there are conflicting reports coming in regarding this new development. Tell us what you know.
Well, of course, the developments are coming in a little bit slowly here. It was kind of an abrupt announcement after many days of speculation whether or not Terry Jones was actually going to go through with his plan. He says, or it's being reported, that it's being called off. However, like you said, there are conflicting stories, and no one has been able to really confirm whether or not this agreement was actually reached. Now, many have speculated that Terry Jones would look for any excuse to call off plans because of the increasing pressure for him not to burn the Quran. Of course, he did start to weaken a little bit. We heard earlier this week when he said that if President Obama appealed to him directly, or the Pentagon appealed to him directly, he also said he would back off in that case, even though the president and General Petraeus did speak out against his proposed plans. He still didn't seem to budge, but he said if he could be courted, so to speak, and call off his plans for this weekend. Now it seems that this might be another development that might influence his decision, and that's why you're hearing these reports that it might be called off altogether. There has been increasing pressure, not just here in the U.S., but around the world, for Terry Jones not to burn the Quran because this could incite violence, this would hurt the feelings and offend millions of people worldwide. And, of course, this small church out of Florida would feel this pressure and be the center of a worldwide spectacle. Now, it was also reported that he worked out this deal with an imam in Central Florida who worked as a mediator with the imam of the community center that's proposed around the site of Ground Zero in New York. So it's possible that the meeting with the imam in Central Florida was a definite, and that there are negotiations for Jones to meet with Imam Rauf in New York later this weekend. But again, that's still being confirmed. So there's still a lot of developments that we're learning about as we go along, but it is a popular opinion that Jones would be looking for almost any excuse to call off this Quran burning because of the serious backlash that could occur as a result of his actions.
Well, thank you. That was Press TV's Colin Campbell reporting from Washington. Many thanks, Colin, for that update there on Press TV.